What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection has a program called Sentry, which is a low-risk traveler program. You can get this Sentry card, and you have to pass a background and security check, and you have a face-to-face interview, and they will say that you are a low-risk trusted traveler. You may join the program, and you get a little card, which allows you to expedite your border crossing in and out of the United States by using the Sentry kiosks. And the kiosks are located at the southern land border between Mexico and the United States. And they just caught one of these Sentry card holders smuggling $364,000 worth of cocaine from Mexico into the United States in his spare tire. So another wonderful, highly effective U.S. government program there. All right, let's get on to science and health issues. We've got a lot to talk about. We have, in the past, pointed the finger at prescription psychiatric medication as leading to serious mental aberrations, suicide, violence, domestic abuse, road rage, who knows? Nobody's really done a study because the big pharmaceutical corporations don't want things like that being studied. But studies are going on anyway, and over at the Organic Prepper, they're quoting a new study showing that more than 200 prescription and over-the-counter medications actually cause depression, including suicidal thoughts. And it's a big, long list. It's posted to, it's a link to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. You might want to go through it and look at those medications to see if you're taking them. And so what do the pharmaceutical companies do when the medicine they give you causes you depression? They sell you an antidepressant. It's this treadmill. And I read somewhere that once you get caught on that prescription medicine treadmill, the average number of pill bottles you will have in your medicine cabinet is going to be 12. Now, you remember back in, I think it was 2009, they had the big scare, the when pigs fly flu. It was a bird flu that had pig crossover genes in it. And it was just hailed as this huge, scary thing. It was going to be a slate wiper. And you've got to buy and stockpile Tamiflu. And Roche Pharmaceuticals made a huge amount of money. And in the end, the when pigs fly flu turned out to be much less severe than the normal seasonal flu. Now, maybe they're trying to boost their profits again, or maybe not, but I have to look at this with a little bit of caution, because the way this headline is written, it's sensationalistic. They're trying to scare you, and they're talking about a new strain of the deadly bird flu dubbed Disease X by the World Health Organization, has killed hundreds of people in China and is just three mutations away from becoming transmissible between humans, according to experts. Now, this strain, which is called H7N9, circulates in poultry and has killed 623 people out of 1,625 infected in China. That means a little less than half, 38.3%. And this was first identified in China in 2013, but all of a sudden it's emerged as a serious threat seemingly overnight. And we're getting a warning from Professor Jonathan Van Tam, Deputy Chief Medical Officer for Great Britain, told The Telegraph that H7N9 could cause a global outbreak. Well, example, again, going back to the when pigs fly flu, is this really a serious threat, or is it another marketing campaign? But again, this article is written to scare people. And the Telegraph goes on to quote, the World Health Organization is saying that N7N9 is an unusually dangerous virus for humans, one of the most lethal influenza viruses that we've seen so far. But before you run on down to your local drugstore and ask for that vaccine jab, you need to look at this last report issued in 2013 by the Department of Justice, meaning the vaccine court, for compensation made by the Health and Human Services for people injured or killed by vaccines, was released in December 2013. There were 139 claims settled during this time period, with 70 of them being compensated. And basically, using this information, it was determined that of all the vaccines that are out there, the flu vaccine is the most dangerous. So what do you do? Do you get the flu vaccine and risk being injured by that? Or do you take the chance that you're never going to eat a Chinese bird? Story that came on out of Truth Stream Media. This is a flashback. Gardasil victims awarded nearly $6 million because of the damage that causes. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Okay, the American Medical Association, along with being out there promoting that you buy everything that they've got to sell, supposedly was founded to promote the American medical community, and it's now wading into one of the major political battles of our day, gun control. And they're trying to couch this gun grab with the idea that, well, this is now a serious medical crisis or a public health crisis, and therefore we can do away with the Second Amendment. Now, their timing is a little bit off here, because there was an incident up in this Walmart in Washington where there was an armed shooter legally carrying his gun, and he thwarted a potential mass shooting by killing the gunman after the gunman opened fire at a Walmart and injured two. And it's another reminder that the police are never there in time to thwart a crime. They'll let the crime happen and then stand around and try and look relevant. And the only way you stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun. And there are always going to be bad people. And there is no way you can confiscate the guns. I mean, look at Chicago. Toughest gun laws in the country. And look at the homicide rate. Now, down in Australia, they had another incident called the Margaret River Massacre, where a grandfather shot four children and then killed himself. And yes, he was on prescription antidepressants. We're drugging ourselves crazy with these medications. We really are. Now, do you remember a few years ago there was that Volkswagen scandal where they rigged the car's software for the engine so that it could tell the difference between when it was driving and when it was undergoing a smog check? And during the smog check, the engine would run one way, and when it was being driven, it would run a different way to give the driver a more positive driving experience, because people do like to feel the car is going to respond when they put the pedal down. Well, unlike the United States, where corporate executives are pretty much immune for anything that they do, Munich prosecutors have arrested the CEO of Audi, Robert Stadler, who was also a member of parent company Volkswagen's board, out of concerns he might try and suppress evidence in this case. This has been going on for 3 years. And the arrest comes a month after Audi admitted that another 60,000 A6 and A7 models with diesel engines could have what's politely described a software emissions issue, meaning the software was rigged to get around the clean air requirements. And it comes 2 months after Volkswagen CEO Matthias Müller stepped down and was replaced by Herbert Diess, formerly the CEO of the company's core Volkswagen unit. So a big shakeup over there. Now, here's an interesting little story. You remember the Grenfell fire and disaster, and a lot of people were screaming about, first of all, the lack of sprinklers in the building, the lack of adequate fire escapes, and this cladding, which turned out to be highly flammable. And the cladding was there to keep the insulation on the outside of the building. And a lot of people are starting to say, why did they put the insulation on the outside of the building? Well, it turns out it was a refurbishment and a refit that was mandated so that the building would meet carbon targets, because we've got to fight human-caused global warming. And that was it. They said, oh, this building is leaking too much heat. We've got to put up this insulation. We've got to put the cladding on it to keep the insulation in place. And the cladding turned out to be flammable. So those poor people. Apparently, a hacker has breached the Syscoin GitHub account, and they have replaced the official Windows client with a version that contains malware. Now, the poisoned Syscoin Windows client contained Arkej Steal, a malware strain specializing in dumping and stealing passwords and wallet private keys. This malware is also detected as Trojan Win32 Fury B exclamation point CL. Syscoin developers are now warning Syscoin users who downloaded version 3.0.4.1 of the Syscoin client between June 9th of this year and June 13th of this year, their systems might be infected with malware. Your malware, their malware, everybody, everywhere malware. By the way, I was trying to clean out my iPhone's phone directory because it keeps a record of all your calls, and after a while, there's a lot of them. And I noticed I'm actually getting more calls from scammers than anything else on my phone. It's the age of the scam. It's the age of the cyber theft. And nobody wants to do anything about it. I mean, when caller ID came along, everybody thought that was great. I'm going to know who's calling me. Au contraire, because the consumer caller ID can be hacked and altered so that you don't get to know who's calling you if they don't want you to know it. Only the police have access to that unchangeable caller ID. Well, I'm sorry, but if somebody doesn't want me to know who they are, don't call me at all. That's my response to that. It's time for we consumers to have a little bit more protection against these scammers and against these cyber criminals who seem to be running rampant all over us like it's open season on the American people. Now, remember when Windows 10 came on out, and one of the things that Windows was pushing was the improved security features that made it harder for rootkits to get a foothold on Microsoft's new operating system. Here we are 3 years later, and security researchers from Romania-based antivirus vendor Bitdefender have detailed the operations of an adware strain named Zakinjo that uses a rootkit component to gain persistence across OS reinstalls. Meaning once you've got it, even reinstalling the operating system won't get rid of it. Researchers say that 90% of all Zakinjo's recent victims are Windows 10 users, showing that the crooks intentionally designed their product against Microsoft's latest operating system. By the way, somebody did some number crunching and is now refuting Microsoft's claim that Windows 10 now accounts for half of all operating systems on Windows computers, and they said it's actually closer to 20. And again, I've got this little Windows 10 machine here, gave it an honest try here, and I was trying to make it do something, and it was slow and sluggish and couldn't get anything to work. And then I stumbled quite by accident across a little memo, if you will, advice, a tip from Microsoft that when you first get a Windows 10 computer and you power it up, you leave it on for 24 hours because that's how long it takes for all of the various patches and updates and everything to download. And because I only turned this machine on for a few minutes every time I worked with it, it wasn't getting to do the installs. And so I let it sit for 24 hours. And yes, it's running faster, but I still don't know what I can actually do with it. And I'm probably going to swap it in to my little Twitch audio chain here because that's about all it's really good for. Going to go back to my Windows 7. And I miss XP. I really do. There is a new mystery bot, Android malware, that seems to combine a banking Trojan, a keylogger, and ransomware. Threat Fabric says the current versions of Mystery Bot spotted until now have been disguised as a Flash Player app for Android. And in general, the consumer must be aware that all of the so-called Flash Player apps that can be found in and outside the various app stores are malware. Why is anybody still using Flash? It's a huge security problem. Experts recommend that users avoid sideloading apps from outside the Play Store and avoid granting app access to the accessibility service, which in the vast majority of cases is used mostly by malware. But even when you go to the Play Store, even when you go to iTunes, the crooks have gotten stuff past their screeners there. It really is open season. And as if our economy didn't have enough problems and people struggling to get by, we're losing productivity to malware. We're losing money to malware. It's almost like we become a completely criminalized society from the top of the federal government all the way down to the bottom. All kinds of crime is rampant, especially cybercrime. Nobody seems to want to do anything about it. They're just out there. We've got to grab the guns. Somebody just wrote on in about the guy who shot the gunman up at the Walmart. And even left-wing TV stations are saying this gunman was a hero. And yes, he is. And I noticed the story even made Fox News. And that's a good thing. The American people need to see when somebody does something good with a gun. Now, over at Kaspersky Lab, they have halted all cybercrime collaboration with European agencies and organizations to protest a European Parliament motion which called its software malicious. And Kaspersky said the accusation was untrue and demonstrated a distinct lack of respect. And this comes after both the United States and Great Britain took steps to remove Kaspersky software from some government systems. And again, it's just more Russia bashing. It's just more Russia bashing. Okay, getting on over to the World Cup, things are getting very interesting. Would you believe that 10% of the entire population of Iceland went to see the World Cup? And apparently they were in a stand doing the synchronized clap called the Viking Thunder Clap that just impressed everybody. And can you imagine 10% of the entire population went to the World Cup? It's very popular around the world. They're trying to diss it here in the United States because, after all, we've got the real football. And they're trying to damage Russia's hosting of the World Cup the way they tried to diss the Sochi Olympics. And so there was this photo that was circulating online that purported to be a dog cull in Russia, where they were saying that the Russians are just killing stray dogs to get them off the streets for the World Cup. Ooh, bad Russia, they're just killing these dogs in cold-blooded, cold-hearted attempt. Actually, the photo is from Pakistan. And it's from 2016. And Pakistan had a serious problem with feral dogs, and they decided to do something about it. But again, it's more of this fake news, Russia bashing. So, all right, let's talk about our volcano. It is still volcanoing. We had another 5.3 magnitude quake and explosion on Kilauea Crater, and the walls of Halemaumau are continuing to collapse, and nobody knows how far down it's going to go. The outer walls of Kilauea are starting to slump as well. I hope they don't lose Volcano House. That's a very historic place. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the volcano down on the Big Island, Kilauea. The Big Island is actually made up of three volcanoes that kind of just sort of merged together: Mauna Kea, Mauna Loa, and Kilauea. But they're actually separate volcanoes, although Mauna Kea, where the observatories are, that one is pretty much extinct, which is why they felt it was safe to put the observatories up there. And if you get to the Big Island, you have to get a four-wheel drive. And you have to stop at the visitor center for half an hour to acclimate to the altitude because it's 14,000 feet. But it's worth the trip to see the telescopes, especially if you're able to like stay until after dark and look at the sky. And it really is an amazing thing here. But I want to put this in scale, because if you actually look at a map of the Big Island, the part where the volcano is erupting is actually just a small portion of the island. And unfortunately, the corporate media has sensationalized this volcano so much that a lot of people think the entire Big Island is in the process of melting down, which it is not. And I'm still getting emails from concerned people about whether Claire and I are safe. We are. We're on a completely different island. But it has been hyped and sensationalized, which doesn't mean to trivialize how serious it is. But you need to keep it in perspective, because it's been overblown so much. It is, in fact, negatively impacting our already much overstressed tourist economy. And Hawaiian Airlines is cutting back on flights to the Big Islands. The cruise ships that tour the entire islands, they're staying away from the Big Island. And the Hawaii Tourism Authority is obviously concerned. We're quite dependent on tourism because we've allowed the agriculture to go away. We don't grow a lot of sugar here anymore. We do grow pineapple, but we do need those tourists to come on down here. So how do you convince them to come to a state where one end just got flooded, record floods, and the other end is on fire? And I don't know. I kind of thought that the reverse might happen, that more people might go down to the Big Island and take one of the licensed, regulated, chartered tour boats or helicopters and see the volcano, because this is something to see. The TV just doesn't capture it. And I know that because when Claire and I went down to the Big Island some years ago, there was a minor eruption going on, nothing like this. But still, to see it in person is really quite amazing. So I thought there might be a surge in volcano tourism, and I'm sure there's some of that going on right now. But overall, our tourist economy is definitely under threat from this year. So anyway, getting on back to the eruption, most of the lava escaping from Fissure 8 seems to have settled into a channel that is meandering a little bit down toward the ocean. And it's about 100 feet wide, and it is flowing extremely fast. If you see the video of that flow, it's just amazing to think of that volume of liquid rock traveling that fast. And it's not something that you should ever even consider getting close to. But the U.S. Geological Survey is now saying, as far as they could tell, this eruption could last years. So who knows? We may see volcano tourism, because it's sounding like there's going to be a lot of time. Right now, the big issue, though, is are there going to be more explosions at the top, at Kilauea itself? And that, I'm sure, is rattling the people who live in the town of Volcano, which is right next door. And they're feeling these quakes. They're getting really rattled. And I think there's something like 500 quakes since noon on yesterday. Now, most of them are really tiny, only detectable on instruments. But they've had about 40 or 50 that are strong enough to be felt. Okay, 467 homes destroyed. Now, FEMA has sent some of their barges to anchor off the coast of the Big Island to provide temporary shelter for people who've been driven from their homes by the volcanic eruption. I think these are the barges they originally put together following Hurricane Katrina. But they do have them. They're actually rather impressive to look at, and they're going to be there. Meanwhile, the state government has come up with what appears to be a really good idea to how to help these people. And they're going to engineer a land swap where the state of Hawaii is going to take over this 9-square-mile area that has now covered with lava. And they're going to trade it for other public lands that are basically what they call pre-lava, which means you can grow stuff on them. And they're basically just going to swap out the land so these people now have a place to build a new home and a new life. And I think that was a really, really good solution to do that. Now, a lot of these homeowners, if their homeowner's insurance covered all disasters, then they're covered for this. There is no volcano insurance. But behind it all is the question being asked, why were these people allowed to build here in the first place, knowing it's an active lava zone? And that one is going to be bounced back and forth a lot. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back with two phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go to the phones here, a little bit of news, something that came on out from today's Senate hearing into the Inspector General report is Horowitz has revealed that former FBI Director James Comey is himself under a separate Department of Justice investigation for mishandling classified information. And apparently Grassley was out there saying Comey said he didn't expect this because it's just frivolous. No, it's not frivolous. It's not frivolous. You need to know what happened with it. I mean, somebody inside the government, you have to take classification seriously. That's like a prime requirement here. Okay, let's go back to the phones here. Pete in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Just a quick note on the Comey thing. This guy, I mean, the Horowitz has already explained that he's going to produce a document out of that. So you already know it's going to be a bum case. I mean, it's going to be a cover-up or whatnot. There is nothing going to come of this, my man.
Well, no, I'll tell you what's going to come of it. What's coming from all of this, you know, bit by bit, the American people are losing confidence and trust in the government. And you can tell the government understands they've got a credibility problem right now because they're out there trying to polish their own image as hard as they can. And it's really not working.
Well, I hope you're right. The reason I called, I don't understand, my man, with your background in science And as long as you've been in computers, why you haven't been on the Linux train sooner than you are?
Oh, I have Linux machines. I have Raspberry Pis. I love them. I love playing with those things. I mean, I learned Unix and C programming all the way back when I was with Robert Abel and Associates, when all of the world's computer animation software was based on Unix and C.
Well, if you still love that, there's Blender. That's, for me, that's the sort of the, there's an analogy between open source software versus Windows and freedom versus the police state that we have now. It just takes a little more work, but open source and freedom are worth it. I mean, they're a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, because of my schedule, I don't have time to play with computer animation anymore. I wish I did. There are so many things I enjoy doing I don't get to do anymore. I don't remember the last time I played my banjo, and I did play a little bit with the Raspberry Pis, but I've packed them away so they don't get dusty, because right now from dawn to bedtime, it's the website, the radio show, taking care of Claire.
Sure. But, I mean, if you're – well, that's all the more to my point that if you're not doing anything with esoteric software like 3D Studio Max that – you know, you have to have a dongle to make work. You can either do it already on Linux, or you can find a suitable open source alternative. And I don't run antivirus software, obviously, because I've been running Linux for 10 years, man, and I haven't looked back. I work for a Fortune 50 company. I have to run Windows, and I have a blue screen of death almost every time I log in the morning on the company machine, and I don't ever have that on my – I run Linux Mint, and I don't have any problems on my personal machine.
Well, I'm on these Windows machines for reasons of, past history, and Claire is still using her music software on the Windows machines, and I do the posting on this machine here. So, and they're running right now, but I think Windows 10 is an absolute disaster from the consumer's point of view. But I do like when I want to play, I play with Linux. In fact, a lot of my cryptographic stuff that I did was done on a Linux box back when I was writing that article about challenging the NSA.
Well, good. Then I feel more comfortable. Moving on to my last discussion about the Federal Reserve. We all know that the Federal Reserve isn't any more government than Federal Express. When you look at this, even when you said it earlier in the show about how the Federal Reserve donates a lot of money to the Congress critters, and when you think about the fact that they're holding all our debt, I think to myself, if they were a legitimate government entity, couldn't the president, with a swipe of his pen, just eliminate that debt? I mean, it's the sheer ignorance going on in this country, or the unwillingness to accept the truth, that's really killing us. I mean, you're doing a great job, as I always applaud you for, but we have to break this barrier of ignorance or unwillingness to face the truth by the American people, and I'll leave you with that, my man.
Well, you know, they've been brainwashed in the public schools. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, I saw the little film strip, and there was a phonograph record, and when the bell sounded, you would turn the little knob to get to the next slide about how the Federal Reserve, you know, was America's bank, and it was really the only way to operate an economy as complex and sophisticated. Now we know, of course, it was just more brainwashing, and everybody's brainwashed to think this is the way it is supposed to be. And it isn't. This is not how the country started. It's not what made the country prosperous. In fact, over the last 100 years, private central banking is what has made our country borderline poverty, borderline third world, at least as far as ordinary Americans are concerned. We have some of the greatest wealth inequality in the world. We have, all these billionaires who live here, and then we have all these people living in the streets who are going hungry. We have these multi-billion-dollar stadiums, and right next to them are homeless camps. This is not a functioning society in any stretch of the imagination.
And speaking to that, one last point. I was just thinking that I make around about $45 an hour, and that's about triple what I started making when I first started this career. And you know what? I still feel like an entry-level salary because I'm constantly on that wheel playing, catch-up, and I don't buy frivolous things. I like to go out to eat once a week, you know, at an all-you-can-eat sushi buffet. But other than that, I like to save my money. I buy my, you know, precious metals when I can, blah, blah, blah. And other than that, it's like I'm still trying to play catch-up, and I feel I don't even can imagine.
You're hardly unique in that. The vast majority of Americans are exactly the same. When it's like that lady who called in about running a business, when wages and salaries go up, so do the prices. And Americans are struggling, trying to catch up. They're working harder and harder, and they're falling further and further behind. Meanwhile, you've got the money junkies sitting up there in their golden palaces just laughing their heads off at us. By the way, I would be very careful when you go to that sushi bar, find out where they're actually getting the fish from. Because it's an issue around here in Hawaii where they're having to fly the fish in for the sushi from like over in the Atlantic because so many people are concerned about contamination from Fukushima.
That's a good idea. I'll take your advice, buddy. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Anapa. By the way, did you know there's actually a restaurant in Phoenix called Federal Pizza? And it's another reminder, just adding the name Federal onto the front of your name doesn't really make you federal. All right, let's take another phone call from Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, and those fish really don't like being flown in because they're much more comfortable with swimming.
Yes, right.
If you're out of talking points, I've got about 10 here.
Well, I'm not out of talking points, but go ahead.
Okay, well, just to prove I can stay on topic, to start off with, after the summit, Trump said that even though it wasn't part of the summit, he's thinking of getting the military out of South Korea. And I called bullshit on that because obviously...
Please watch your language. Please watch your language. We don't want our on-air affiliates to get in trouble with the FCC.
Sorry about that. So that's a classic example of something that was discussed under the terms that you never disclose that we discussed this. It was the same thing about the Cuban Missile Crisis, how the deal was, okay, fine, everything will back off, we'll take the missiles out of Turkey, but as long on the circumstances that it doesn't happen right now and we never admit that we said we would take the missiles out of Turkey. So probably what Trump did is... the main leverage he promised is in the future we're going to pull out of South Korea, but they're probably going to use that to get as much concession as they can, and then we're going to vote Trump out, and the next person is never going to honor that. But
yeah, that is unfortunately one problem with our system of government is that new presidents can come on in and simply undo what previous presidents have done. And very often it is less a case of national policy than vanity and ego, wanting to undo the legacy of the previous president.
Yeah, too bad they don't start getting into the habit of wanting to put the previous president in jail when they severely break the law. That would be a nice habit to get into.
Yeah, I'd like to see that myself. I'd like to see that myself.
So possibly your viewing audience overall may be about one-third of Alex Jones, which would be really good because that would be incredible to pull that off without having all this Israel influence or money or whatever. And I'm just basing that on the idea that when I look at your show on the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube, it has about one-third the views. And so... that might just be kind of like a general indicator that, which means that you have a gigantic, huge audience, like naturally. So, what do you think?
Do you have any idea what
your audience is?
No, we don't, because RBN is not on Arbitron. We know how many people are on the streams, but we don't know how many podcasts are replayed and passed on. I know that I'm the darling of the Part 15 hobby transmitters across the country, but I don't think we can map views on the Ron Gibson channel over to, for example, on-air broadcasting, where there's no argument that Alex Jones has a huge bunch of on-air affiliates that are putting his stuff out. I'd like to know what my audience numbers are, but where we are right now, it's nothing more than a guess, and I refuse to speculate. And, I'm reaching some people. Obviously, the traffic at the website is up. I get a lot of email So we are reaching people, and they're spreading the word. Most of what we get put on out there is passed along word of mouth by word of mouth, from mouth to ear, as it were.
Yeah, well, definitely it's a successful operation, that's for sure. Just something, just for fun, a completely different off-topic thing here. Regarding the DNA, I've heard that about 3% or 1% to 3% of DNA in Europe is related back to Neanderthal. Have you ever heard anything like that?
Yeah, and the latest research that I've read isn't that the Neanderthals went extinct. It's that they just interbred with the Cro-Magnons. And so we're all carrying a little bit. Yeah, and they've also gone back and revised their knowledge of the Neanderthal and realized that it was an unfair stereotype, you know, of the grunting brute and the club, because they have found Neanderthal campsites that have all kinds of sophisticated artifacts in them, including objects of art.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I wanted to comment on that topic a little bit. So the Smithsonian was donated a family of four giant, meaning like 6 to 7 foot tall, red-haired family that had copper tools and jewelry and everything, and it's donated. It was never put on display, but it was accepted, and it's archived. And the problem with it is that it doesn't agree with the idea of accepted, established time sequences, that we're smaller in the past, we're getting bigger now. These guys had like bigger brains and stuff like that. And just what you're saying is that we are finding out that these Neanderthals, they may not have been so inferior. And here's one specific comment on this, is that how you point out that we're being ruled today, not by our superiors, but just by people that are more ruthless and are willing to do what it takes to destroy. It's possible that the reason that we took the place of the Neanderthals, they were, it looks like they were bigger, had bigger brains. They might have been nicer. We may not be superior in any way other than our ability to be ruthless and bloody.
That could very well be. Anthropologists point out there were a number of pre-human hominid species in the ancient past, and it may be that the reason that we are here and they are not is our ancestors killed and ate their ancestors.
Yeah, and even I'm saying we may not even have been smarter at it. We may have just, they might have been smarter than us, could have killed us, but they could have just been nicer. They could have been like, you know what, we don't want to exterminate them, even though we could. Okay, so redheads may be going back to Neanderthal. Like, there does seem to be some indication that that's where that gene strain comes from. And if that's true, then that kind of explains the strange, weird, why are there always so many jokes putting down redheads? Why is it almost like a cliche, a cultural cliche, that to be down on redheads? Well, subconsciously, or our ancient DNA, these were the others, the Neanderthals. And then just to leave it on more of a lighthearted note, is that we may have just celebrated a taxpayer expense, a royal Neanderthal wedding just now.
Well, okay, I kind of wondered where you were going with that, because I was not really aware that redheads were the target of any specific social dissing. You know, they're obviously they're exotics like blondes are, but again, I don't think that we know as much about our ancient past as we like to imagine that we do. Every generation comes along thrilled with the discoveries they make and thinking they're on top of the intellectual world. But what's that old saying? Time makes ancient truth uncouth, meaning each new generation is going to basically go back and say what the last generation thought was utter nonsense, whether it's the flat earth, an earth-centered solar system, or eventually, I think, the Big Bang Theory will be discarded as a huge scientific goof.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. And in order for the species to maintain itself, you have to have about 2.1 children per couple. That's to replace mom and dad when they get old and die, and then that extra.
Well, that depends on the environment. That depends on the environment. In a primitive agrarian environment, it's going to be a lot higher because of high incidence of childhood mortality and the fact that the little kids may get eaten by the dire wolves.
Right. Yeah, but right now in a first world country, it's about 2.1. The 0.1 is to take care of like accidental death before they get a chance to reproduce, yes. basically. Yeah. And so for every gay couple that are not having children, it requires a heterosexual couple to have 4.2 children to maintain the species. So
you're assuming a 50% mix of the population between gay and straight, and I don't think it's that. I think it's much smaller. I think your math work needs checking.
Yeah, if it's 50-50.
That's a bit of a reach. I don't think we're there. Okay,
we're 3 or 4%.
I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over at the Daily Mail, they have this article about statins. And there has been lately, over the last few years, quite a few people coming on out and saying statins may not actually do any good. They may be harmful. And apparently there is a new article in the Prescriber Medical Journal. It was written by a group of doctors from Britain, the United States, France, and Ireland that say the side effects of statins may be far more common than major studies suggest. and basically said that the very theory on which statins are based of lowering bad LDL cholesterol to cut heart disease is itself fundamentally flawed. It may not work. Now, of course, the pharmaceutical industries are out there saying, you know, that's utterly ridiculous here. The evidence that statin saves lives is overwhelming. The science is settled. You know, the Arctic will be ice free, blah, 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 blah. They're selling product out here. Now, a lot of people are becoming very uneasy about prescribing drugs to patients just in case they might have heart problems later on. And the authors of the new article, led by London cardiologist Dr. Asim Malhotra, question whether they are even as effective as thought, calling it the great cholesterol con, which has resulted in the over-medication of millions and, needless to say, the enrichment of the pharmaceutical industries. Which is why I'm a little skeptical about that Disease X. Because I remember back in 2009, when they were cranking up this big push on the when pigs fly flu. It was even in National Geographic had an article saying there's a coming flu pandemic. It's going to wipe out most of the world unless you're prepared. Well, there's another pipeline controversy out there. This is the Trans Mountain Pipeline, and it's facing stiff opposition. And the former governor of the Bank of Canada said that there's probably going to be a conflict and protesters may die, but the government should push the project through anyway. So speaking at an event, David Dodge said, we're going to have some very unpleasant circumstances. There are some people who are going to die in protesting construction of the pipeline. We have to understand that. Nevertheless, we have to be willing to enforce the law once it's there. It's going to take some fortitude to stand up. And of course, this prompted outrage from climate activists. And it wouldn't be an issue if they would build the pipelines so that they don't break and don't leak. But these pipeline companies, they want maximum profits, and they build the pipelines just as inexpensively as they can. And that's why we have all these accidents where these things are breaking. Now, the latest attack on the environmental movement is, oddly enough, coming from the Department of Defense, that is warning that foreign activists are weaponizing the legal system and using environmental lawsuits to damage U.S. defense ability. And so that's the latest thing. If you're an environmental activist, you're working for China, because they've already used up Russia to the point where nobody's believing that anymore. But that is utterly ridiculous. That is utterly ridiculous. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do Goddard up there in Vancouver. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of wonderful things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with your friends and family. Do word of mouth, sneaker net, email. Forget about the social media. It's totally compromised and being filtered right now. So please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.